Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, there is a particular migrant that went viral. He's a Venezuelan migrant, and he went to TikTok to teach his fellow migrants how to squat homes. Now, you may say, what is squatting? They have squatter laws in the United States of America, and we'll get to what is squatter laws. But basically, these laws allow people to commandeer your home if you abandon it for a certain amount of time. Someone break into your home, they be in there. And I want you to hear that they took the time to go through these laws to not only stay in America, but also now they want homes that they didn't even buy, they didn't even work for. But I thought these people say they came here just to work and to have a better life. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas, ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas, ya que nos encontramos en situación de calle. Y es la única manera que tenemos para no vivir en la calle y no ser una carga pública. Capichi, la ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
Ladies and gentlemen, when people had used the term invasion, there are people in the mainstream media would say, hey, that's not right. That's xenophobic. But yet this guy is using the term invasion, invading homes. Let me tell y'all something. Even if Joe Biden is not reelected, we have a problem. We have a major, major problem in the United States of America right now that Joe Biden created. And even after he's out of the presidency, we're going to be dealing with these problems. I've said this many, many times before. You cannot have a bunch of men, especially military age males, roaming around with no job, nothing to do, because all they're going to do is to figure out problems and to figure out how to get into trouble. That's usually how it goes. When you have that many males running around, you need to keep them busy with doing something. Because if you don't keep them busy, they're going to find something. Now, we can look at this one of two ways. Let's look at it in what's a lot of shock to a lot of Americans, the squatter laws. Many Americans didn't even know that was on the books, squatter laws. Squatter laws are in all 50 states in the United States of America. California and New York, and we're talking about New York here, someone just needs to be in your home for 30 days. 30 days, and they have rights to your home. They're not paying you rent. Do you know these people make up a fake lease? What they do, they go and they go to the county and find out who owns the home. Once they find out who owns the home, they draw up their own lease. They forge your signature and then their signature. And then they say, hey, I got a lease here. And you're like, I didn't sign no lease with you. Now, this goes back to your politicians and your government. Most people will say, why is that even on the books anyway? Why can somebody just come and commandeer my home that I paid for? The original reason they created squatter laws so people couldn't sit on land and it couldn't be used, basically to incentivize you to use your land, to use your home, etc. Basically forcing you to do something with it. And if you don't do nothing with it, then somebody can, and you don't can commandeer it. If you don't say nothing within a certain amount of time, some places like, okay, if you're in the home 3 years, you've been paying property taxes on that home up to 5 years, then you can go and take somebody home. I think that's how it is in Texas. But why can anybody do that, period? So really, squatter laws need to be gone. It needs to be off the books. And see, the only way it's going to get off the books, unless they do that to the folks. Now, the guy said that he learned that from the Africans. So they leaving their homeland and coming over here and taking advantage of laws that most Americans aren't even trying to take advantage of. Now, let's get to the second situation, the migrants, the migrant crisis. Now you see why we say it's a crisis. Now you see. And even in Georgia, they're trying to change their squatter laws, but you still have to go through a court process, even though they're trying to, you know, tighten up their squatter laws, but they're still allowing squatter laws on the books. No, if you have your politician, you can tell them, no, they're get rid of them laws today. They need to go. No one should be able to just commandeer my home. Now, a few ways for you to protect your home if you were in my squatters. One way is to get tenants, like, you know, rent your house out. If you don't want to do that, another way is to make sure you know, get you an alarm, like whatever company you like to go with. Arm that alarm. If someone tries to break into your house, you know, make sure it has that window break feature or all the different features they have to set off the alarm. You set off the alarm, of course, whatever company, ADT, Vivint, whatever company you're using, they're going to send the police out. And they're going to say, hey, you're trespassing. They can't say squatters' rights when the alarm is armed. Okay, also, they said ways to do that to keep your yard cut. You have somebody going over there once a week or so cutting the yard, get the mail. You just make it look like somebody is there. You understand? But, you know, keep the lights on there. I'm not saying you got to keep the lights on all day, but you got to have your lights on for the security system to work. A lot of times the internet too, but hey, you're not there, so you shouldn't have a high light bill or nothing. So it is what it is, but try to protect your home from squatters. But the migrant crisis and what's going on with this crisis, you know, the Biden administration and the Republicans and Democrats decided in this new spending bill to give the states money for the migrants, not give money for you or me, but make sure to give money to the migrants. This is a situation that's really should come to a head. I'm hearing American people from all walks of life, no matter where they come from, saying, hey, wait a minute, man, this is enough. Now, didn't these migrants say they just want a better life? Didn't they say they want to come here to work? They want to just to do what's right. They're not trying to be a burden to anybody. But yet they have been nothing but a freaking burden. Let me tell you something. The previous people that came here before, they came here to work. They actually went to work and they did odd jobs and they got their homes, etc. Right? This new group that brought over here is nothing but a welfare class. They are an extremely welfare class and they have become entitled. Now, let's talk about welfare class here for a minute. Now, for a long time, America, you tried to label my community, the Black American community, as welfare this, welfare that. Now you got something on your hands that's worse than any lie you told about my people. You see, America, you need to, in the Americans I'm talking to, you know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the folks because that was your mouth that you ran against my people. Them migrants about to cost you so much money. They about to put you in such dire straits that you're going to be wishing that you'd have did right by Black people. You'd be wishing that you didn't say certain things you said to Black people. You talking about lazy? Oh, you about to see some lazy. You talking about some welfare? Oh, you seeing welfare right now. Money going in the billions and they still not going to work. Billions of dollars. But you were mad a Black person got $200-$300 on some food stamps. You was mad about Section 8. But now the migrants getting billions of your tax dollars, taking your homes, let's call it what it is. A lot of them homes that's going to be taken, it's going to be the folks. It's going to be your house. Not to say some Black Americans won't lose theirs either, but they coming after your house. Because a lot of you own real estate way more than we do. because we don't own the wealth in this country. In order for you to have wealth, you got to have real estate. Now, how are they doing it? And the guy said he going to start a business in Atlanta. They got people with a business doing it. They're looking at the listings. The listings are public. What's for sale? So those homes are abandoned. They're looking at the listings for rent. They're looking at foreclosure listings. And they're going and putting these houses. They had did a whole investigation on this. They put in the house on Instagram. And then they're letting people select the house they want and pay them a little small fee. And then they give them the keys to the house and a little fake lease. And then they squatting in the house now. And the people are making a bag off of that mess now because the laws allow it. Your politicians so worried about freaking TikTok, they're not worried about these things. It lets you know how backwards, but you know what I realized, even with that spending bill they just passed, Republicans and Democrats, they're rogue. They literally went rogue. They don't do nothing the American people want them to do. They do whatever they want to do. No matter what you say as an American, they're going to do what they want to do. Because now they feel it. Because, you know, originally, the way you were supposed to work with your government, let's say, like, you just district of people, you choose one guy, lady, to go be your representative. Remember, they're your representative. They don't even supposed to think on their own. So they're supposed to come to you and say, hey, how should I move on these topics? Well, how should I vote on this? And the community supposed to say, vote this way, take this position, that position. They supposed to go to Washington and say, okay, I'm voting this way, I'm taking this position, that position, because that's what the people want. I'm just a representative because all of them can't be here, right? But the way it works now is they don't even listen to the people. They just do whatever they want to do because they bought and paid for. And we know that they are bought and paid for by special interest groups, different political action committees. It's very easy to find out which ones own them. Corporations, they don't even listen to the people. So good luck even getting these squatter laws changed. Maybe you'll get it changed in the South, but good luck everywhere else. These people are going to be taking y'all homes. Something that black people never done. Let me tell you something. See, some of you in this country, oh, you always say black people steal. Black people this. Black people ain't never took y'all homes in mass. We never done that. No. But oh boy, y'all got something with these migrants. Oh, y'all got something on y'all hands. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm here to report on it. I'm here to point out. Listen, I'm not mad at him because he's only exploiting a law that y'all created. When I say y'all, I'm talking about the folks because we didn't create them laws. We didn't create squatter laws. So you can't put it on us. Y'all really thought the black man and woman of America was your problem, but you really about to deal with a problem on your hands. And then you're going to be coming looking at us like you're already looking at us now. We need to do something about this, black people. You know, hey, we get what you was talking about. Oh, now you get it? Now it's starting to touch you? When we've been telling you about what's going on in this country like forever. We've been telling you this country is not like taking money from the people. We're telling you they bringing people over here to this country and we're losing our jobs. We being replaced with different people. Like we can't get construction jobs. We can't get the roofing jobs used to get. We're not getting jobs doing the highways and all that stuff. We've been told y'all that. Y'all only called us lazy as black Americans. Now they're taking your jobs. If you'd have done right by your fellow American, instead of using the color for everything, if you'd done right for your fellow American, we wouldn't be dealing with this problem. But see, this is what y'all going to get right now. In black America, we here for it. This is what you're going to get. See, it was cool when we were losing our jobs or people were taking our homes or calling us lazy or calling us on welfare. Now you about to see. You about to see. So maybe because your politicians may listen to you way more than they listen to us, maybe you should be getting on them right now to erase every squatter law off the books and put it as criminal trespassing and that they will be arrested when the police get there for criminal trespassing. That's what it should be. No more no less. It's not a civil matter. It's a criminal matter. You broke in, you go to jail. Because like that woman that was trying to remove a squatter off of her property, and the police say, well, it's a civil matter. It's not no civil matter. It is a criminal matter because I didn't say that they could be here. So tell your people to change those laws, because this man here and all his other friends, they come into a home near you. So the Democrats went from asking you to let them move in your house to now they're going to take your house. How about that? How about that? Boy, America is getting very interesting, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? It's getting very, very interesting. And it's not our job as Black Americans to save nobody. We don't get with no Democrat. We don't get no Republican Party. We only align with our community, Black empowerment, independence. That's it. Because Democrats have been a part of this, and Republicans have been a part of this too. Both parties. That's why I don't really separate y'all, because y'all on the same team. It's not like it's a difference with y'all. It's not. But let's see if they're going to change these laws. Because I guarantee you, let me tell you something else before I wrap up. If Black Americans in mass were doing this, tell them, I'm about to create a business, and we're going to be squatting out here, man. We got to get this bag, man. I guarantee you the FBI and everything else will be on Black people. Quick. They'll make a anti-squatting law on a federal level if we did it. But let's see what these other people do it. Because, you know, they don't look at them like they look at us. And look at their response to this. Because, you know, good and well, if Black people were doing it, they'd be showing up to them homes, guns blazing. They wouldn't be talking about it's a civil matter. Oh, no, they wouldn't be saying that if it was us. Just watch their response, y'all. Watch. Because we know this country is built and maintained on anti-Black racism.